I have chronic wanderlust. Got it from my dad. He would wake up in the morning and just decide he needed to go see Wyoming, and off he'd go for a week or two. I'm not retired, so I can't do that. But if you get off the major highways in this country, you can find some wonderful roads to travel. For example, smack dab in the middle of Arkansas, there's a tiny town called Yellville, where you will find the intersection of That-A-Way Road and This-A-Way Road, just about a quarter mile from Which-A-Way Road. Wouldn't you love to hear somebody out there giving directions? Shades of Abbott and Costello. In an Arizona retirement community, residents undoubtedly get 1,000 laughs a day from living as they do at the corner of Stroke and Acoma Streets. If you're bored and depressed in Albany, Georgia, you can always go hang out at the corner of Lonesome and Hardup. There are several streets in the U.S. called Psychopath. In Story, Arkansas, the only way to get your truck camper to Constipation Ridge is to drive up Far From Poopin' Road. And while we're on that unfortunate topic, folks in central Pennsylvania can direct you to Cowshit Lane if you will kindly refrain from stealing the street sign. Seems to happen a lot. In fact, that's why the merchants of Amador City, California, years ago began selling copies of their iconic Pig Turd Alley sign, hoping that tourists would stop stealing the actual sign. That must have worked. Carol Ann and I bought one. More examples are pictured below. Wherever your adventures take you, keep smiling. We live in a very funny country.